Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Welcome to The Diary. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everyone, and hello. You know, I've said hello twice. Can you stock that up? Keep it safe, you know, in case you're out of hellos. You never know, right? They want you to get food, what's that called? We got a bunch of food storage. There you go. You want to have enough for a year, see? You got to get into the prepper mindset, and then you'll have my greeting twice, and then you can take that and put that in your food storage. And then, you know, when a real catastrophe happens, when the world really needs it most, you'll have two of them. What else can you really ask for in this life? Rainer, if you whine while I do this show, I swear I'm gonna tackle something. I'm gonna tackle you.
Where are you?
Rainer, come lay on the blanket. I got you a nice warm blanket in here. Come on.
Lay down.
I'll get you a liver treat if you chill.
Thank you.
I don't know where these livers came from, but your guess is as good as mine. Hey, welcome back. It's been a couple of days. Been very busy around here, and part of that is just getting used to the new normal with a brand new baby over there at my daughter's place. And because of that, we've been trying to help out with Van where we can. So this weekend or last weekend, we took him up to the canyon, to a place called Silver Lake. If you live here in Utah, you probably know what I'm talking about. It's up Big Cottonwood Canyon, and it's about, 30 minutes from here or something. Beautiful time of year. Trees are all different shades of red and orange and yellow, like you do in the fall. And soon, well, probably in the next 30 days, you'll start seeing some snow up there. And I think some of the resorts start opening and stuff. But for now, it's just like beautiful, warmish, you know, mild, warm, like 72 degree weather up there. And the lake is this really pretty lake that's like nestled in between all these mountains and trees. And you can go up there and park and then walk around that thing. And that's what we did. We took him up there. And he had a blast. He likes to say hi to everybody. And this is how he does it. We'll walk down the thing, he'll raise his little hand, and he'll go, hi, like that. And then the people have no resistance to that. There's no holding back. There's no stopping the emotion that comes and your willingness to return the hello. Because, you know, that's just pure unadulterated hello right there. No ulterior motives, no weird expectations. Just like primordial hello juice. That just is irresistible. It's not watered down. It's not diminished over time with adulthood. It's just a pure grade A USDA approved hunk of hello coming out of there, you know? Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I ate a lot of trail mix, which I regretted later. We'll get into that. Anyway, as a result, the weekend was just too busy. I could never sit down and do one of these. So I'm sitting down and I'm doing one now. All righty. That's what's happening right now. We got talking. Oh, was it last time? We talked about, was it last time that we talked about the guy or anyone who tells you they're speaking tongues is lying to you, that whole thing? And then there's this whole story. There was a story in Texas of this lady who was convinced that if her kids watched the Hocus Pocus 2 movie, that they would actually be targets for witchcraft that is being cast through the television and onto them, which is a big bowl of horse poop. But anyway, I got some people talking and I received an email from Arik who says, more of a response to you talking about this story on TMS, since where we talked about the lady in Texas. But I wanted to ask you a question for the diary. He says, I'm not religious at all. I was raised in Utah as a member of the LDS Church, but stopped shortly after baptism. I'm so confused about the concept, meaning the concept of this, what this lady's talking about. The whole thing of the Texas family warning against Hocus Pocus, saying that the television can cast real spells into your home is silly to me. Because Wiccan and witch stuff is, I believe, a pagan belief system. If you don't believe in pagan gods, why would you be worried about pagan spells? If your god is the only one that exists and is all-powerful, why are you afraid of a god that in your belief system doesn't exist? This kind of stuff never made sense to me. It's one thing to say you're against something that summons Satan as a Christian. That's fair play. That exists in your religion. But for you to say any other religion's concepts can affect the corporeal realm... is to accept that other belief systems are true. Anyway, maybe you can explain more of this to me. I know nothing about this. Thanks, Arik. Well, I mean, I think you're right on the money. This is how I feel. You know, when someone tells you that here's the thinking, okay? People who think their TV is casting spells on their kids, again, literally, heaven help those people, because what are you doing? Don't be insane. But anyway, those people believe that while they got God on the one side and they're on that side, they think that they got the devil on the other side, and he's working overtime to try to sway them through any means possible. But you are absolutely right that it starts to cross some of these lines of, well, wait a minute, why would witches cast spells? This is all stuff you say isn't true, so how is it possible? They don't usually have a good answer for that, so good luck getting an answer like that out of somebody who believes the television is spreading that stuff. I really thought we were past this, because when I was a kid, I was told that backmasking and songs was invoking the devil, and he was going to come out of these songs. So if you listen to, you know, they made up acronyms for these bands. I think AC/DC was, what is it? After Christ, Destroy? No, it's some kind of anti-church thing. I can't remember. The other one was Kiss, Knights in Satan's Service. I think Wasp is the only one that really embraced it, and they literally called themselves, was it We Are Satan's People, I think? But they were goofing, man, because they sucked. They were just a bad band. But people thought they were cooler because they were all edgy like that. But parents were like, oh, no. And you'd hear backmasking and Beatles songs, and parents were convinced that that was, you know, getting to these kids or whatever. It was all horseshit, okay? It sold a lot of albums and did nothing else. That's it. And it made money for some people who claimed that they could, you know, teach your kids straight and would do seminars that cost money. And, you know, everybody made money on that. But it was all just based on nothing. Just zip. This isn't that different to me. And I guess I'm bummed that we haven't figured this out yet. Or we haven't gotten to a place where people aren't this nutty about things. You know, try to tell somebody who thinks their TV is casting spells on their house, try to explain to them, or try to get proof out of them. Like say to them, hey, what's your evidence of that? They're not going to do that. This is where I struggle. This is where I have a tough time. It's like people giving up. Like, when did your brain say, stop giving me new information, stop learning? When did it do that? Because it hasn't done it for me, and it shouldn't probably do it for you. I feel like when things are hard to understand, some of us give up and go, well, it must be some divine thing, or it must be that they... It's not. It's none of that. It's understandable. There are things that we understand completely as modern human beings now that 100 years ago would have sounded like witchcraft. I dare you to take a working cell phone into the 1700s and not get burned at the stake. Like, we're only as smart as our willingness to push forward and learn. And saying that the television is casting spirits in your house is just literally the most lazy give up move I've ever heard in my freaking life. And those are people that are ready to use other excuses for why their kids turned out bad than that they're bad parents. They're going to shore up some cool, you know, fallbacks like there was witch spells in the house. That's what's wrong with Billy. Instead of, I'm a garbage parent who isn't very good at this and doesn't give my kids the love and attention they need. Not in every case, but many cases. I really believe that. Anyway, there's that, getting caught up on that. You know how we had said, or I'd made a comment on a previous episode about I couldn't understand where the term bullshit came from. Like, why is the bull getting thrown under the bus on this deal? Why do they get roped with the swears, you know? Because why not some other animal? That was the whole thing. Well, Dean wrote in, says, Scott, here's what I found on Wikipedia, so take it as you will. Bull, meaning nonsense, dates from the 17th century. While the term bullshit has been used as early as 1915 British and American slang and came into popular usage only during World War II, the word bull itself may have been derived from the old French bole, B-O-L-E, or bole, meaning fraud or deceit. The term horse shit is a near synonym. Sincerely, Dean. Okay, the one thing I didn't know, I assumed it had some kind of entomology, which we found here. Entomology? Entomologist is a bug expert. Sorry. Entomology? Oh my gosh, my brain. But when I was growing up, my dad used to say bull all the time, but he'd never say bullshit. He would just go, oh, that's what a load of bull, he'd say. That's bull. Scotty, you know that's bull, he'd say. I think he was a carryover from the 17th century. So what was going on there? Anyway, there's that whole thing. Another follow-up here about real conspiracies. This is from Andrew, who says, hi, Scott. As for general topics where discussion gets shut down by calling it a conspiracy, I tend to agree with you that there aren't a ton of them that really come to mind. Usually when I hear statements like the email you read, the topic they complain about, they're being censored about is either election or climate denial. Personally, I'm skeptical of skeptics that deny experts. And I say this as a professional scientist that has written papers refuting and challenging the expert opinions of my field. Understanding the limits of our own knowledge is first and foremost in understanding any complex topic in front of you. Well, I agree wholeheartedly. I do still have some examples to bring up that were shut down by conspiracy claims in the past, but less so now. First thing that comes to mind was the MK Ultra program. That sounds like a finishing move in Mortal Kombat, but it's not. Anyway, for years, this was treated as complete conspiracy until the documentary was declassified, or documents were declassified, and some of the most outlandish claims, i.e. CIA was running brothels and dosing their own agents and random people at LSD, were found out to be completely true. Many of the graduates of the School of Americas and other CIA op have committed various horrific war crimes throughout Central America and started the initial cartels as well as subsequent ones. Anyway, if you're interested in some of this cool content, the podcast Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is great and coined the term. They would call you a conspiracy realist for being clear on the difference between the Earth is flat as a conspiracy and something that really happened as a conspiracy to shut down discussion, says Andrew. I'm all for this, by the way. See, this is the trick. If you hear an outlandish or even a reasonable claim about anything, let's do a simple one. Scott, your neighbor dumped all his dog poo in your garbage can on a garbage day. Didn't use his own because he didn't want to put all his dog's poop in there. So he put it in yours. And I'd say, well, how do you know he did that? Oh, well, I just know him. He would totally do something like that. And I'd say, well, kind of need more than that. I need to know, did you see him? Did you get video? Did you see him do it? Is there something different in the can? I can go look at it. Well, no, I just think, I'm making this one up, but you get my point, right? That's no different than the bigger stuff in my mind. The bigger it gets, the more scrutiny it takes. So if you say the election was stolen, all right, you better put up some evidence then of that. And when you don't, well, then it wasn't. And until you do, there's nothing to be done. It can't just be based on you saying, I know it was stolen. Not enough. Or anything else. It doesn't have to be political. It could be anything. I believe the earth is flat. Fine. What do you base that on? A bunch of hokum that doesn't stand up. Well, then keep going because you haven't convinced me. That's what I'm saying. So stuff like this where that secret program gets unveiled as actually have had that it actually happened. That's because you either the clock ticks long enough or you poke at it enough that you eventually uncover the information. You didn't just accept it and move on. Does that make sense? So whether it was true or wasn't true, you still had to chip away until you figured it out. That's my whole thing with all this stuff, from large to small. If you're going to make a claim, freaking back it up. That's it. It can't just be a hunch. It can't be you don't trust somebody. Like, it's got to be more than that. And sometimes that's boring and hard work and takes time and blah, blah. Like, it's not simple. It's much simpler to go, I know that guy put his dog poo in my garbage can. How do you know? I don't know. I just know. I mean, that's easy. That is the laziest possible way out of it. And I think that's what happens most of the time. Nobody really wants to look. Nobody really wants to do the work it takes. And those that do come back with information that or evidence that they're not going to like. So they're going to deny it again and say, well, that's because you're a paid pawn of the secret deep state shadow government. Like, oh, so that exists? Do you have some proof of that? No? Okay, well, see ya. Like, I can't abide it. I can't abide people who do that. I just can't do it. And you and I agree kind of across the board there. Let's see if we got any more here that are worth reading today. Oh, Tracy Schaefer wrote in, says, before you said llama turds on episode 265, I didn't think a Friday before a long weekend could get any better. I'm stealing that. Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. Oh, this is a little late. Yes, our turkeys do have a hole in the center like our dollars, Tracy. Well, I knew it. See, there's my conspiracy theory. All Canadian money has a hole in the middle. That's just the truth. That's the unrefuted truth. Don't ask me to produce evidence. You know it's true. Don't fight me on my conspiracy of porous money in Canada. Hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving up there. And what's the deal? I keep hearing turkeys are going to be like $80 a turkey this year. Why? There's no shortage of turkeys. I looked. This looks like it's just straight up greed, man. They're just going to charge $80 for a turkey. Now, again, here's the situation. I don't want to start a conspiracy, but I cannot find a reason in the supply chain why turkeys are suddenly going to be $80 this year. I think this is just inflationary, the horse poo. But I also don't have a lot of connections in the poultry business, so I have no idea. Maybe there's a reason. That the turkeys are, you know. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, that's it for your emails for now. I've got others, but we'll save some for a future time. I think that'll probably do it. Just wanted to get in here, poke my head in, say howdy. Doing pretty good around here. Had a dentist appointment today. No cavities, nothing weird. So that's good. 6 more months till I go back. What else? We went to J-Dog's on the way home. Best hot dogs in the valley. Oh my gosh, they're so good. If you haven't eaten at J-Dog's and you live somewhere in the Salt Lake Valley or even Utah County, Salt Lake County, any of these counties, I'm telling you, man. So freaking good. Oh, one other thing. I wanted to see if I'm insane for doing this, but I've been on a binge of horror movies of various kinds. I can't get enough. And normally during Halloween, I'm like one or two. And usually one of those is on Film Sack or something. But for whatever reason, that's all I want right now. Give me aliens. Give me slashers. Give me zombies. Give me, you know, supernatural. Give me a haunted house. Give me whatever. And I don't even like haunted house movies most of the time. I re-up Shudder just so I could do this. Just tear through Shudder, find all the good stuff, and just binge it. Does that make me a dark person? You know what I mean? Like, has my TV been casting spells on me? Or am I enjoying some genre fiction? You be the judge. All right. That's it. More soon. Thanks for listening. Send me smells. Send emails. scott.internet@gmail.com. Support me at patreon.com/frogpants. And if you want archives of the show or however you're listening to it now, you're like, I'd like to get this on my phone. All the links are over at frogpants.com/diary. And if you prefer, you can get Diary of a Cartoonist. If you search for it that way, you'll find it on all the different podcast catcher unit deals. All right. Okay. Have a good one. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.